Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows when they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 29th, highlighted six shows in the season finales and finished series section, and one of them wrapped in the last week. Private Affairs, a dramatized rom-com from Creative Kickstart and Christine Maratura, posted the season 2 finale on March 17th. There are 11 total episodes across both seasons and can be enjoyed in just over 4 hours. Season 3 is slated to start in early 2024.
This week.
With every issue, I make two personal recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. And my first recommendation is a recently completed first season of a brand new show from a creator whose work I greatly admire. Now, this is a rather big departure from their prior work, but I was instantly hooked on the story. I'm gushing over Leaving Korvat, a dramatized urban fantasy from Lex Noteboom. Here's the trailer.
On the first day, I fought a giant crow. On the second day, I escaped a snake's nest. On the third day, I camped in the desert and almost froze to death. On the fourth day, I found a secret door. On the fifth day, I met a drug lord disguised as a gardener. On the sixth day, I fled a corrupt cop. On the seventh day, there was an angel. On the eighth day, there was a murder. On the ninth day, I found an old temple in a forest. And on the tenth day, I had to face the ultimate truth. I don't know what 11 will hold, but whatever it is, I'm not turning back. Whatever it takes, I'm leaving Korvat.
The 10-episode first season will give you just under 4 hours of great entertainment while you look forward to season 2, slated for October. And because I'm a sucker for dystopian futures, and we need to have a serious conversation as a society about what we're currently calling AI, I'm going to highly recommend Coexistence, a dramatized science fiction series from Coex Studios. Here's the trailer.
Earth's shattered future. The remnants of humanity have retreated to a towering megastructure known as Tier City.
Roadway threat levels have been escalated following the unauthorized deployment.
Listen,
of two
this drive contains everything.
AI is hardwired into society.
I'm sorry, Molly. I do not understand the assertion.
Human can no longer be distinguished from humanoid.
You're a robot.
No. I am much, much more.
And mistakes won't stay buried forever.
Off-world laboratory trials. Patient zero protocol.
Play.
Where will you run to when your world comes crashing down?
ER-419. Connection failed.
What path will you choose when they all lead into the unknown?
What the fuck are these things?
Who will you follow when there's no one left to believe in?
Preacher, I trust in myself. Preacher, I trust in you.
Coexistence. A cinematic sci-fi audio drama.
We weren't prepared. We weren't armed, had no protection. It's out. They're all out.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I've seen the future, Bryce. And it's terrifying.
Coexistence has 11 episodes. It'll take you about 4.5 hours to listen. And rumor has it that a new season is planned.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has but a single entry in the new season's coming soon section, and just like I told you last week, it doesn't start for 3 weeks, so I'm not supposed to mention the season 2 return of Haunted, the audio drama, which is dramatized horror from Apollo Films. But like I said last week, I can't stop you from spending the around 17 hours listening to the 32 current episodes, now can I? And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in this, the 29th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows I mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening.